This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Okay, this is From the Fringes. We're about a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. Jenny Puamanuka is here.
Good morning.
Hello, Jack.
And Rodney, my friend. And the Patriots need to stand up. And Tamaki had his Patriots ready to march across the bridge last week. And doomsday clock is closer to midnight. It was saying here, the scientists cited risks of nuclear war, climate change, a potential misuse of biotechnology and the increasing use of artificial intelligence without adequate controls. So America's putting a golden dome all over America to intercept supersonic missiles and this sort of thing. So this is what Trump is currently doing. I guess the Zionists will probably be involved in that, both Israel and America needing to protect itself. And yes, and also community resilience will be the first line of defense if we have too many floods in the future. We need to train everyone as first defense kaitiaki guardians in this country. And I have an oath. We have just come back from Waitangi.
We have.
It was an awesome time. Jenny took care of me with her wonderful husband. And And they tried to stop us from camping next to the sea there.
So what happened was the Far North District Council came to evict us from camping in a public place, which was only 50 metres from Te Te Marae.
Yep.
Or the Waitangi Marae.
Yeah.
And we just all said, we shall not be moved. And then they threatened police action, and then they threatened to trespass us all.
But I went to the police and I said, they said to me, no, we don't have jurisdiction. The council don't have jurisdiction. They don't have the right to trespass you.
So anyone at home who's listening, the council and the police don't work together as much as they should. So you shall not be moved.
But you also have the Queen's Chain, which is 20 metres up from any waterway edge. So when you're on that, council doesn't have control of that.
So it was wonderful that a policewoman called me Sheriff Geelan when I said that the council don't have jurisdiction, you know, and that's what the police
want. When's the marriage, Jack?
Yeah, well, we need to ordain more sheriffs in New Zealand and deputise people according to the Westminster system.
So you didn't come with us to see Dame Jacinda Kero, eh?
No.
Those sausages were too good on the barbecue, Jack.
It was such a disappointment because security had a huge line out in front of her, so you couldn't even get a decent photo. You couldn't see her. And I know someone who knows Dame Jacinda.
Yeah.
And she's actually really, really nice. So I was really disappointed that I couldn't see this nice lady.
Who was the first MP that you saw up there?
David Seymour.
And Jenny? Who's your first MP?
Carmela Cefaloni, who gave me a giant hug.
Now, one of the sovereigns was going to serve the Governor-General with a written notice on the sovereignty of the chieftainship, taking them to the International Criminal Court. So I thought that was quite radical.
Well, the Queenie Council needs a Governor-General, so Carmela is our Governor-General now. We're just going to ratify it with the Mighty Queen.
So different sovereignty groups, the Inks, the sovereigns, the ones not contracting with the police, and we need to have a quantum constitution, a universal bill of rights, and solar system jurisdiction. So the He Whakaputanga, or Te Rangatiratanga, or New Tirini. Yep, the sovereignty, kingship, kingitanga, and the mana from the land of the Confederation of New Zealand are here declared to belong solely to the true leaders, tino rangatiratanga, of our gathering. We agree that a copy of our declaration should be written and sent to the King of England to express our appreciation, auraha, for the approval of our flag. So King William IV, and also you're talking about the Orange Movement. Yep.
William comes after Charles III, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So he acknowledged all the Maori chiefs of New Zealand, and he recognised the sovereignty of the chieftainship. Mm-hmm. So I find that there's too much, you know, too many underlings in this country, and, you know, the rich versus the poor, this is what's going on at the moment. And so the bottom feeders have to wisen up. We have to get people to register to vote. And on TV this morning, they were talking to Luxon about us becoming part of Australia, Australia in their federal system, taking New Zealand over. That wouldn't be such a bad thing, because if we're not working together and Labor, the Maori Party and the Greens are not going to come back in and represent the true people of New Zealand, we might as well be under Australia.
Well, John Manoa was talking about the minerals, which is 90%, 95% on the seabed, and standing up for that with sovereignty. It's a very important point. So we're responsible for the land that we stand on, according to John Manoa. So, Jack, it's about your own sovereignty.
It is. So I'd like to commit to a blood oath teaching the children rights and responsibility and civics, and this is part of my blood oath. I swear an allegiance to the whakaputanga and Ior Matua Kori in union with the Kaitiaki White Hat peacekeepers, Ngāti Tinana, opposing rule and divide, the insider-outside reality. Quite often I found up there that a lot of the sovereign groups couldn't work in together.
I don't know about that. You had a fun time putting the takara up on the flagstaff.
Yeah, and the Maori authority says, no, you can't do that, boys. Together.
Oh, did the Maori authority come down?
Yeah, and they said that flag has to stay at the top, the corporate criminal flag.
The Union Jack.
See, but the thing is that Ngāpuhi stands its ground, and then you've got the treaty partner. We are the sovereign finding it difficult is because are they underlings to the Crown or are they underlings to Ngāpuhi, Jack?
Yeah. So Jenny's dad passed away.
Yes,
and
he did.
And I would like also to say, Jenny, from the fringes, we're going to call ourselves the White Cross Families for Justice campaign.
What?
Cross Child Advocacy. Because
no.
I like the White Cross, you know, because it identifies with the New Jerusalem Bible and New Jerusalem reality, you know, where I was just simulating being married to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Can we do a minute of silence for my dad? Wait a minute.
10 seconds. Yeah,
10 seconds for your dad.
3, 2, 1, go.
Receive his spirit, Lord Jesus. But
amen.
Speaking of the rangatira,
Kenny Papa.
We were talking about ancestors and me honouring my ancestors and our own rangatira within our own families. And I told my oldest brother that every member of the family who's a father has to be a rangatira. So you are a rangatira. Mm. I'm a rangatira. We're the leaders of our own clans, of our own families. And in an age that puts men down all the time and attacks fathers, I'm seeing so many fathers written off for family alienation and they're not given the right to even be a father.
I actually think that the attacking is now equal.
What?
It's now equal in this day and age, eh? Because for so long it was all on women.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Own it.
But if we look at our own history, there was a religious war with the Lutherans, and then there was a political 80-year war. 10 million people, Christians or so-called Christians, died in that war, attacking one another so that the family would be killing one another. This was back in 1548. And so the place of the rangatira, the father, is so vital. And there's a scripture in 2 Timothy 1 verse 1, Paul, an apostle, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it mentioned Eunice, his mother and grandmother. So you've got the fathers. You've got Timothy training. It's training father mentors. And that's what they should do in the churches, is train father mentors, train rangatira. And the rangatira operates in four particular areas. One, he protects his family. So the father has to protect the family, all the members, the wife, the children, and everyone else. Two, he delivers them from harm. He stands against all violence. He stands up for his family. If you're a rangatira, you have to do that as a father. Represent your family. Three, he watches, he observes the ancestors caught up on both sides of the veil. So he's seeing what the ancestors are doing in glory. Amen. The saints, his own people. And he's observing what's going on around them. And fourth, he has to claim ownership, claim his own whakapapa, claim his own identity. This is what we need to see happening in our country now. And the red and blue letting New Zealanders down, and that was brought up at Waitangi with the right wingers taken over. Cost of living, food is far too high. Housing affordability is going on. The status quo in this country isn't working for the people.
Did you notice how Christopher Luxon's hands were shaking at the Waitangi speech?
Well,
look, when I heard on the news Seymour say we are 1/5 millionth, come on, Seymour, we are 1/9 billionth. Now let's redo your speech.
That's right.
Why was Winston Peters angry at the guy screaming Kaupapa? Why was he angry?
He said, we've got a party. In other words, you don't matter.
What, I thought Winston would be prepared for protesters.
Yeah, well, he might do a tuna and a kupapa on the National Party if Labor gets in next time and the voice of the people is we need to represent the people.
What, was that Lady Waikato there?
No, who was that?
Oh, that's Tanya
Waikato.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she should have been, but she probably was like, she probably heard from Tamaiti. It was a mess.
So, Jack, are you going to stand as an independent for Hamilton East and bring one thing forward? If I was to bring one thing forward for Hamilton West, it would be this. You need biological consent from all four biological parents to get married. Written consent. Yeah. Other than that, you can't get married. And there's strict chastity before marriage.
You know, I have a made-up piece of legislation.
Yes, what would you do with a conscience vote?
If I ran the country, this is actually really disgusting, so I don't know if I should be saying it on air. You know PDF files?
Yeah.
Why don't we just bring the death sentence back just for them?
PDF file? What's wrong with the files?
No, that's code. That's code. We'll carry on and we'll talk about it at the end of the day.
So the highlights for me going up to Waitangi was hoisting the whakaputanga flag, being there with all the sovereigns, being accepted. Even Luke accepted me. Yep. He said, you're part of the group now. The council enforcement officers telling freedom campers to move on and me standing up for them and saying, we're not blocking the footpath. You remember they said, you're blocking the footpath, the council people and their enforcement officers, but they had no jurisdiction. I attended a judges' conference instructing them in family law navigation for mothers and fathers. And this is why I want to call us the White Cross Families for Justice, that we represent advocacy to children.
No, you know that would start a lot of fights.
And father-mother mentoring. We're going to train rangatira.
Yes, I like the idea.
Men to be real men, real fathers in our society to take their place. And we're going to train people in 60 areas to stand as independents.
Independents, yes.
This is what our focus and commitment to New Zealand is going to be.
And ask them what the one thing was. Because when we ran for council, Jack, we noticed that there was a guy that just stood up on the climate. Every time he got 5 minutes, he spoke on that. That rolls over to the general election. Each independent stands on one thing, and that's their bottom line for coalition agreement. So if someone wants to have a coalition agreement with you, Jack, it is about educating the rangatira.
Yeah. So here's community provider court navigators. The Bible says ye are judges. You are on the divine council. You stand up for the fatherless. You stand up for poor people in society. So as Christians, as king priests, that's why I have this badge as the sheriff, because it's got the gold crown. We are the true gold crown common law councillors in New Zealand. We're bringing in the reign of Christ as king priests. And that's why every Christian has to wisen up and sign up to be a priest, a king priest, a headship believer. What's your ministry, Jenny? Are you an evangelist, a pastor? Or
no, I am a believer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Beautiful. But you have a ministry. Even what you do for me as a PR person and administrator.
I don't know, because I just know that God's real, so I just kind of...
And what's your ministry, right?
Well, I accepted Baha'u'llah's claim to be the return of Christ, and yes. I investigated it and accepted his Baha'u'llah's claim to be the return of Christ.
Yeah, but surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus wants to come anew, ascend, descend, bring in the reign of Christ.
Well, by being on your radio show with you, Jack, I'm manifesting when Christ returns.
So here we have Teoa Marama Community of Practice Hui, and I met all the judges there, Waitomo, Papakaianga, Development Society, Te Mana o Ngā Pui, Kauai Rau. Yes, yeah, so community providers.
I'm going to say another rude thing on air.
What's
okay?
that?
Okay. And I just apologise to the BSA and I apologise to the public. But Jack was so disappointed at Waitangi that no one threw a sex toy at some, some of the politicians.
Brash. I wanted some action. I wanted someone to sort of stir something up.
I had to interrupt for this message. Carry
on, but
Jack.
When they started doing the haka in front of David Seba, I was excited. Come on, bring it on. And Winston Peters being there.
Did they do a haka?
And Winston Peters saying, I don't need to listen to you. I've got my party. What the hell's he saying there? He's saying you don't matter. We are right wingers.
I was so angry to come back and look at my Facebook feed and see that all of the ACT politicians were making it like they're so culturally sensitive on their posts and stuff. And like, oh, it's so great to be at Waitangi, even though we want to take away like three causes of the Treaty of Waitangi that actually benefit Māori. Well, principles.
Yeah.
See, I'm a fan of when Sandra Lee was the local government minister.
Yes.
We need to take the principles into the United Nations. Feeding children first, letting visitors eat first.
Yes.
There's so many beautiful things that New Zealand has globally that we need to impregnate because of the way that you migrate through water. A lot of the Northern Hemisphere is all walkie on land.
Yeah.
And we don't need that law. We need the law of you're in a boat and if you upset the boat, you all die. So the concept of tikanga is maintain relationships and create balance.
Yeah, so here we have the Constitution of Aotearoa express our desire to build upon a rich constitutional culture and heritage. Includes the Magna Carta, Petition of Rights, 1628, Bill of Rights, Protection Against Unlawful Detention of Writs of Habeas Corpus, Representative and Responsible Government. Commitment to the rule of law and an independent judiciary and Declaration of Independence, 1835. We ain't got a constitution in this country.
So
this is disgusting.
So what,
we might as well join up with Australia. If we're not going to honour the Westminster and William of Orange and having a federal system, new constitution, what's the point?
Well, if we went to New South Wales again, Jack, then are you saying Luxton will just pack up and go to New South Wales?
Yeah, with his riches and everything else and buy buildings
over
there.
Winston was asking the Kupapa guy to come into his party. It's got a constitution. He was giving him a tent, a waka, and he was maintaining relationships and creating balance. That's what Winston was doing at Waitangi.
Yeah. Now, I just want to sing my song. When I came to know the Lord, I changed me drastically. A song he puts within my heart became a melody. Every time I hear someone say God is real, a yodel rises up in my heart, expressing how I feel. He taught me to yodel, yodel, hee-hee, yodel, hee-hee, yodel, hee-hee. Do you know, when you get into politics, you've got to take all the hard knocks and you've got to challenge people, but you've got to learn to be a bit of a comedian. And I was really blessed by this.
We just got a lovely comment on the live feed. Is that, can I read it out?
Yes, what does it say?
Now the real truth is coming out. Thank you, Jenny and Jack, for exposing all children are precious. That was from Paul Zentfeldt.
Oh, beautiful. The White Cross Families for Justice Movement. Yeah.
So that's a
White Cross Child Advocacy. Beautiful, wonderful. Now, there was a comedian activist. He was Irish and he was anti-colonialist and also anti-Zionist. I don't agree with him because we are spiritual Israel and I identify as Zion myself, okay, for the sake of changing people's hearts and being there for one another.
So, as a comedian,
a comedian activist, and I was thinking, what if I sort of mock the blue bloods in this country, our fascist leaders, and say, you better do this salute rather than that salute.
By the way, we just got someone in the comment section just said that Hei Waka Putanga is our constitution. Yes, that is correct.
That is correct. And so why don't they work in together, all the sovereigns, the Inks and everybody else, while they're attacking one another, it ain't going to work. Well, we have to unite under the one banner, focusing on the sovereignty of the chieftainship, representing it and gathering all the people throughout New Zealand, Maori and non-Maori, and standing up for a true Bill of Rights, Magna Carta, who we really are, William of Orange.
Well, I sent an email to Winston's party and said, Shane Jones, can you please sign over the Crown Minerals to Citibank's? Like Hamilton has a bank backed by the Crown Minerals. Because what John Manoa was saying, if Shane carries on, he's going to sign them over to Donald Trump. And so we need to retain them. Oh, that's about our sovereignty.
I've heard Shane speak, and I feel like you're right.
Well, that's what John Manoa was saying. We can incorporate those Crown Minerals on our own sovereignty here.
Yeah. So King slams election funding. Former Hamilton mayor says candidates standing local body elections should be apolitical. But he's living in La La Land because if he's supporting National, they've got wealthy donors.
Well, Tim came along and Mish McDonald and Minty Mead was there and he swore Simon to silence for a week. They cancelled $5 million of contracts and the council staff are up in arms. So I'm just letting you know.
Who cancelled those contracts?
The elected members went against all of the stuff that went before. And that was, we were sworn to silence at that meeting because they needed to.
So, what would that money have gone to, Rod?
Well, they went and planted $16 million of native trees too close together, so now they have to mow them over. That's the sort of waste.
That's a big waste. Yes. Can I do a citizen's arrest on them?
Well, we should give a compliment to Mesh and Tim McIndoe and also Minty Mead for corralling eight members to vote to save the $5 million.
Yes, because here we have prosecution document, how you can do it, maximum penalty, first appearance hearing.
No, that's the private prosecution. But I'm thinking that we need to have a complimentary thing for our councillors. So eight of them, and what's the money did they save? Let's ask them. Let's get them on here. Yeah. Minty Mead is a radio personality. Let's get them off rugby.
Hey, Jenny, can you have an audio and go and talk to these councillors and say, look,
do you
need to do this?
Yes.
Because I really want to selfie with Tim.
You could get into trouble.
I've always missed the chance.
Yes.
I'll do it. And do it. Pay me more. Pay me more.
Hey, Jack, remember when...
You're being paid in kind by the Lord Jesus, spiritual riches.
Tim was early there, the meeting, but he always leaves early. Remember he did it? So he did the same thing. He left early and just let Minty Mead and also Mitch McDonald to speak.
Yeah. I have my piece of wood from Waitangi. I brought it back off the beach.
Can I have a look at it?
Yeah, that's a genuine piece of... And it reminds me of the police lady who called me Sheriff Geelan. And the also marriage bells, us the telling bells. The council they had no jurisdiction up there. And me attending the judges' conference, because I'm a judge, but at the end it got too heavy for them and they had to tell me to move on.
So I was challenging some of the marriage judges. Yeah, yeah.
There was only enough catering and at lunchtime for the judges. Should we invite them to Vinny's?
Yeah, we should invite them on the radio to interview the judges.
Or interview the policewoman. We want him down on our show.
He snuck into that judges' meeting on a golf cart.
Yeah.
So Jack was there with the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And so I have my orange amber movement because the bottom line is with Westminster Mirror acting for Daystar Apostleship, promoting a quantum constitution, genuine currency and an indigenous people, recognising true self-determination. If I don't stand with the orange movement, we're all going to be swallowed up by people who don't agree, by people at the bottom of the rung who are attacking one another. We have to form our own candidates.
That's what Winston was saying. The Kaupapa guy joined my party. You're saying is you have to join something. Once you get John Manoa's sovereignty as an individual, you need to join with other sovereigns.
Yeah,
to work together and have a quantum constitution and go to the beehive together with the patriots, even Tamaki. I'll work in with the freedom fighters and Tamaki and I'll go down there tomorrow.
I want to know, Jenny, did Jack wear that white hat the whole time at Waitangi?
Yes, he did.
And did he wear his yellow jacket the whole time? Did he go for a walk around?
My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
No, he brought his togs, and we did go swimming with a bunch of kids, and they were really sweet.
You remember I raced them, and I was doing the Manu bomb?
He did a Manu.
And I stood in one of their hands and went,
a 73-year-old in an ambulance.
Yeah. And next year, I think we should go, but we should just do a fun group trip.
Yes, I think it should be political.
But it was disgusting. They didn't allow 200 people to come and camp in there at $100 a night. So Ngāpuhi kind of split, divide and conquer.
Could you see the float plane arriving on its paddles and you sleep in the water on the float plane? We need a float plane from Hamilton.
I could do my parents via air.
Oh, and wasn't the council lady shocking? She was really mean.
We need to look up those council documents on what they really did as the executive.
Saved the 5 million.
And saved the 5 million. And we need to hold them accountable,
I think if any of the staff...
I feel a prosecution's coming on,
but the staff member for prosecution, not the elected members... Anyone that crosses the elected member's resolution, we should arrest them.
And we need our own sheriffs in this country.
Of course you do.
To act as law enforcement officers.
Because
if they're betraying us, the commissioner he's gone off is watching porn or something.
You know when the street lights go on, that's officially darkness. So you could arrest someone at night, but they've changed the rules that you can arrest people at any time of the day now because of all the shopping
carts being
stolen.
We all need to work together with a quantum constitution and the whakaputa and the sovereignty of the chieftainship. We need to train up the rangatira, and I swear an allegiance to the whakaputanga and the Eeyore Matua Kori in union with the Kaitiaki White Hat peacekeepers. We are Ngāti Tinana, and we oppose rule and divide this insider-outside reality of them taking all the money, being at the top. We're against that, and I am a comedian activist, you know, and I have to do acts like you blue bloods. I'm doing this sign instead of this sign.
Jenny, the Epstein thing's really interesting because... Well, what do you want to talk about Epstein?
Yeah.
The Prime Minister's going to resign in UK.
Smama, over in the UK, you're right. He has to resign. They want to kick him off because he was involved. But you can get any man on sex, can't you? So what? Something that happened years
ago.
But
I want to, like Jenny said that, but there was definitely a war.
So we don't know 1,000%, but we do know that there is a Kiwi couple involved and they may have been in the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Or they could have possibly possessed information about the Epstein files.
But he said it's the right wingers. It's the right wingers, the corporates, the ones who make all the money. These are the ones that are crucifying ordinary people that stand up for truth, righteousness and justice and want them gone.
But there's a lot of arms dealing at the beginning of Epstein's career.
Yeah.
At 20 years old, he was a math teacher. Yeah. And then he started to get in with the Maxwells.
So let's be the best rangatira we can be and let's become sheriffs. And let's be law enforcement officers here in New Zealand and change our whole system and register to vote. We have to become a part of Australia if they're not going to listen to William of Orange or the Constitution.
Become part of our city here in New
Zealand. Have a fantastic week.
Okay, from the fringes. Okay, the White Cross Movement. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.